Well, I believe it was called Whinny or Whicker. I believe we used to call it Whicker. But that really wasn't the word, was it? It's Whinny, isn't it?
I always called it Whinny, I think.
Yeah,
I think so.
I did too, but a lot of people say Whicker.
I know a long time ago they always said the horse Whicker.
Uh-huh.
I think Granny said Whicker.
Yeah, I believe she did, come to think of it. What do you call a chicken bone the children like to play with? That, let's see, it shapes sort of like this, and they split it apart.
Oh, that's a pull bone. Pulley bone, I don't know how you say it. Pull bone.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth is cut off, and then it just grows right back.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sprouts out, but I really wouldn't know what you call it.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And what are some other things that you make out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Well, I make something they call corn dodgers.
And now how are
hush puppies.
How are the corn dodgers made?
Well, you just practically don't put any shortening or anything in them, just to mix them up with water and just make it hard, just a little bit. Make little hard balls out of them and drop them in your turnip greens, really what my mother used to call corn dodgers.
Okay.
And the hush puppies is very much the same, only you drop them in the grease where you fry the fish.
Right.
Okay.
I believe it's about all I can remember besides cornbread and corn sticks and corn muffins.
Well, now, for sticks and muffins, would you use the same kind of...
Oh, you use the little shortening and egg and milk in them, you know, to make them puffy.
Uh-huh.
But if you put that in your dodgers, they'd come apart in your...
Right. Well, with sticks and muffins, you use a muffin tin or mold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bake them.
Uh-huh.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
I don't know. Seems like I used to hear people say they call them pones.
Okay. Do you know how those were made?
I sure don't. I never made any of them.
Well, do you remember people talking about whether they wrapped them up in anything or what they cooked them in the fire?
I sure don't. I never seen it done. I heard about it.
Uh-huh.
It looks like they'd be gritty if they didn't wrap them up, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, some people wrapped them up in a turnip leaf, I think, and some people wrapped them up in paper.
I don't. I really don't know that.
What do you call cornmeal that's cooked in boiling water? You cook it pretty much like you do grits.
Call it gruel, I guess.
What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
Light bread, I reckon.
What do you call a round sweet thing? It's about that big around and has a hole in the middle.
Donuts.
What do you call round flat cakes that you make with white flour and cook on a grease skillet and eat them with syrup?
Pancakes or fritters, however you want to call it.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
I guess you'd call it side bacon. I don't know.
Do you have any other names for it besides side bacon?
Would that be slab bacon?
Not that much up on hog.
Well, I'm not either. We don't use too much hog.
Well, I'm going to ask you another question about hogs anyway. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
Oh, that's cheese. That's, it seemed like there's another name before. We always call it hog head cheese.
Well, have you heard people call it souse meat or pressed
yes,
meat?
Yes, I have.
And would that be the same thing as the hog?
Yeah, same thing.
Do you remember what your parents called?